Access number 12902, Salman Jaffa, reel 2.
Salman Jaffa, reel 2. Say a sick bay or a hospital in any of the camps?
I didn't see any at either of the camps. I did not see a sick bay in either of the camps, either at CSAC or in Zagreb.
And how, what would the situation be? I'm thinking now, you know, it's getting chilly here, and I understand that area. You know, the temperature gets very low.
Yeah.
Were there any sort of facilities for heating?
Oh, there were heating. In CSAC there was heating, but not at the camp in Zagreb. There was no provisions for heating there because there was no electricity there.
So how did they light the place then?
They couldn't. All they had was little lanterns and that they would put out from time to time.
And is that camp still there, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure that is, yes. But at CSAC, I mean, they had electricity.
So when you go again, are there other things you're going to take? Apart from, you know, the toys that you mentioned for the children, you know, with the winter in mind, are you sort of thinking carefully, the group, about this?
Well, this time we'll take mainly winter clothes. That's what we did not take with us last time. And besides toys and things, it'll just be winter clothes. Yes, that'll be it. I don't see what else we can take with us. Or maybe blankets.
Yes, you know, with your sort of feelings of commitment, you know, to your fellow Muslims in Zagreb, in Yugoslavia, really, aren't they? Because they're coming from elsewhere. You know, if it was necessary, would you fight for them? You know, if say you were caught in a situation and you were called upon to fight, what would your feelings be about that, Salman?
I probably would fight if I was forced into the situation, then yes, if I had no choice, I would fight. I mean, if you're asking, am I prepared to risk my life, I suppose I would be.
And yet you're not an aggressive person, are you? In fact, I think you're rather a pacific type of chap,
yes,
aren't you?
You
don't like violence.
No, I don't, no. But if I was forced into it, then yes, I would fight.
Do you think they've had a bad deal in Yugoslavia, the Muslims?
Oh, yes. I think they have.
And the community in Britain, is that, no, would you say that is cohesive in support of the Bosnian Muslims?
The Muslim communities are helping out. They are donating things. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of Jewish people, they're helping out as well.
Your decision to return, you know, have you thought, was that a sort of spontaneous decision, or did you make up your mind, you know, more carefully? Because after all, you're still having your university education, aren't you?
Yes.
You're still in the throes of that.
Yes.
This must be interrupting it.
Well, the reason why I'm going back again in December is that because it'll be your holidays then. So I don't miss out on any...
Yes, so it hasn't really interrupted your studies?
No. I mean, I can only go when there are holidays, basically.
And that works in well, does it?
That
with
does.
The vacations?
Oh, yes.
So you have been able to continue your university studies?
Oh, yes.
All along. And do you think it's changed your attitudes, you know, going to a place like Zagreb and working with refugees? You know, do you find you've got a different attitude towards your studies? You were saying international relations you're particularly interested in.
Yes.
What has this taught you, do you think?
Well, one, it's made me think about doing refugee studies. I'll be giving that careful consideration now, and that really appeals to me. And I would like to do that because I've had first-hand experience with refugees. And that would really influence my decision to... go and study in Geneva, to do refugee studies there.
And do you think, you know, from what you've seen firsthand, in Zagreb and the Slovenia as well, really. You've been to Croatia and Slovenia, haven't you?
We only really passed through Slovenia. We didn't stop there.
Yeah.
We just had to pass through there.
You know, the lessons of this experience, you know, civil war and war, international relations, do you gather any sort of lesson from it? Any message as a young person? You know, what should the statesmen have behaved differently?
I think they should have, because all we get from politicians is just talk. You know, they'll condemn Serbia for what they're doing, but nothing's going to be done about it. And that, I think, is wrong. I mean, if you are concerned, do something about it. You know, don't just condemn them.
Did you pick up any sort of prevailing attitude while you were in Croatia from your Muslims, you know, about who was responsible mainly for the civil war that's going on in the greater part of Yugoslavia now?
Well, the Bosnians, they, as well as blaming the Serbs, they think that the West had a hand in it as well. They think the West influenced Serbia into starting the situation. That's the impression I got from the refugees themselves.
Well, Salman, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your convoy experience and your relief work.
Thank you.
Which is in a long tradition, I believe, of relief work in Europe and that area.
Yes.
Perhaps you'll tell me more when you come back in December.
Yes, I would like to.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.